Hello.
Hey, Colin.
Yes.
Hey, Colin, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Who is this?
This is Hashem with the Bank of
Ask.
Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I'm doing pretty well. I know you're probably busy. I don't want to take up much of your time here, but we were in contact earlier in February. I'm not sure if you remember or not. But you told me to follow back up with you closer towards the end of the year to see if you were looking to do anything at all, equipment-wise or capital-wise.
Capital-wise, you mean like loans?
Correct.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to figure out what talked about and who you are.
Yeah.
I
Been
don't
a
know. I
while.
mean, it depends, of course. I mean, it depends on what you're offering.
Right. So the pre-approval that we had sent out, I resent it out about 2.5 weeks ago, which is why I kind of wanted to follow up with you.
Okay.
It was for working capital and equipment financing, and it was
Yeah.
for 250,000 was what the pre-approval was for.
Yeah.
And so I kind of wanted to circle back with you, see if you had anything coming up in the pipeline. Maybe you were looking to purchase a piece of equipment for Section 179. Or you had, a bunch of projects coming up, or cash flow might be a little tight,
I
and
always need cash flow. I mean, of course,
exactly.
but I would need to know, some details about the interest, That's the important thing.
Yes, of course, always. So how it works for, have you ever done a working capital loan before?
I have a working capital loan with Bank of America. I don't know if they call it that, but I'm paying it down. Have you looked at my information, or you just would start the process now? 'Cause,
No.
I don't know how far along you are. When you say pre-approval, are
Right.
you, all the documents are in place and you understand my financial picture?
No, for that, for the pre-approval, what it's based on is actually the UCC filing. So it shows that you did a loan with Bank of America. It says in January of 2014,
Yeah.
and you were a creditworthy business, and you had a good relationship with them, a good borrowing history with them. So based off of that, we had sent out a pre-approval to the business. Now,
Okay.
for working capital loans, we don't base them on any personal things. It's all based off of the business. So how we loan to you is we can usually get you 10 to 15% of your top line revenue, so your gross annual sales, in unsecured cash. So that's what kind of differs working capital from a line of credit, for example.
Okay.
It's an unsecured
You
cash
base it
loan.
off of the gross of the business.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. So I would so 250 would probably be more than 10% of the gross of my business.
Sure. That's why we say it's up to 250
Right.
on the
Okay.
pre-approval.
So if my gross was like a million
Right.
last year, then we're looking at like 1 to 150.
Yeah, around 1 to 150 is what you'd be taking a look at.
Okay.
Maybe a little more.
Right. So now we just need to know what the interest rate would be.
Absolutely. Now, for that, it gets a little bit more complicated because we don't have like an APR. What we do is we collect 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and we take a look at your most recent tax return for the business. And then from there, the underwriters kind of put together some sort of term and rate for you, and they're going to have multiple options, obviously, with different payment options. And from there, you kind of get to see what works more for your business and how your turnaround is and all that good stuff. But it's a fixed payment, so you'll have a fixed payback amount, and then payments to reach it, and it goes anywhere from 3 months to 3 years, and there's daily, weekly, monthly, all depending on what you look like on paper.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, did you? And I know, because I work a lot with construction companies, so I understand that cash flow gets really tight when you guys are doing projects.
Yeah.
Especially when the money's not coming in until after the projects are done, so it's kind of
Right.
hard to hang in there. So, what were you really looking to do?
Well, I'm trying to expand a little bit. I've got a lot of opportunity coming
Sure.
my way, and business is good, but I need to to scale up a bit with my support, the way I'm processing jobs. And, you know, in order to get awarded jobs, I need to be maybe hire, I need to hire some people to help me estimating and get an office and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right, okay. So for some sort of, for expansion, basically.
Yeah, try and just keep up with the opportunities that are coming my way. And, you know, some of them are, I'm not even taking on because I have a lot of work right now.
Right.
You know, so equipment, I don't know. I mean, yeah, probably maybe transportation. Right now I've been renting vans to get around. And it's actually working. I use a Zip vans. Have you heard of these Zip vans?
Yeah,
I have. Zip cars. Yeah, right. Yeah. So they pay for parking and insurance, and it works out well. But you know, it might make sense to also lease a car or a truck, you know, and pay for parking. You know,
right.
So I'm prepared
right.
for you know, it goes up and down. I mean, I'll have right now. I have 3 jobs going, but. Like 2 months ago, I had 6 jobs going, and you know,
wow.
I'm expecting for that to come back around. You know,
right.
So I don't want to be caught flat-footed. And if there's a way to secure some money that isn't that expensive, isn't that much, then yeah, I'm open to that. Sure,
absolutely. So if you were to, you know, you're looking to bring something on, how much would you be kind of looking for in order to keep you alive there?
I would do, like you said, whatever, you know, I would max out, of course.
Okay.
If you said 10 to 15% of my gross, then that's what I would do.
Right, okay. Gotcha. And then you're saying you would have a pretty solid return on that, right? If you were to get, you know, more people in and
take on more jobs. That's the theory, yeah.
Yeah.
But I have to execute it, yeah.
Right.
But it makes sense, sure. If I have more people working with me, then yeah, I should be growing.
Right, absolutely. So this is something that sounds like you're kind of looking to do, you know, as soon as possible.
I'd like to do it, but I need to see how expensive this loan is. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit? Would you say you're good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I would say I'm good. I mean, I've been in business for 30 years.
Wow.
Always, you know, I've never had debt that I couldn't pay back. You know, I'm always in debt a little bit, but I always manage it. I've never defaulted on any loans. I've owned a few properties in my, you know, with my wife. That's the personal side, but
yeah.
you can talk. I mean, I don't know what the measure of in my world, you know, the people that I talk to are vendors and suppliers and contractors, and
right.
those are the people who rely on me to pay them, and I'm never defaulting on any money that I owe them or,
good.
You know, I'm able to keep up with that. They, the subcontractors usually have to wait, you know,
right.
but I wait too, you know, so
right.
It's That's just the right. way it is. If they want to keep working with me, you know, in the long run, they're going to do okay because I'll give them a lot of business. They just have to hang when, you know, owners are not paying me.
Right.
You know,
which
is where your money would help, right?
Exactly.
Which would help me with all the relationships I have with my vendors and my subcontractors, yeah. As far as what are other measures of my credit, like I said, I took out a loan from Bank of America, and I've whittled that down. I think I owed like 35, and I owe like 20 right now. I have another some credit card debt of like 11 grand.
Okay.
And then I have American Express Gold card that I use and pay each month. So, yeah, I mean, I think I'm good. I think my credit is good.
It sounds pretty darn good to me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Much, much better than a lot of other things that I hear, trust me.
Yeah, I mean, look at Donald Trump. He's been bankrupt how many times? I've never been bankrupt. Maybe I should. Maybe I should go bankrupt. You know.
You look better than him. Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah. How were sales for you last year?
Every year, I've been going up.
Last year,
I think I was grossing close to $1 million. The year before, it was like $8 million, and then, you know, I mean, it's been going up. I've been getting higher and higher each year.
Very nice. And what are you on track for this year?
I would say I should be in the $1 million range.
Yeah.
Gross. Yeah.
Okay. Great. And are you 100% owner of the company?
Yes.
Excellent. Perfect. Always makes it easier that way. All right. And you haven't really taken a look into financing really yet, right?
No. I mean, I've talked with Bank of America actually about it. But, you know, they want me to get... they want to renew like a line of credit, but they want me to get that number down, that loan down. So that's what I'm working on.
Gotcha. And then is the loan with Bank of America the only one that you have out right now on the business?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And there's a credit card for like a MasterCard, I think, that I owe about $11,000 or $12,000. But I have a regular payment on those, so you know I know that within 6 months or 4 months that one will be down to zero, and then the Bank of America one, I have an automatic deduction that I actually want to increase. I just haven't had a chance to do it. So that's got a, you know, we could figure out the shelf life on that based on what my payments are.
Right. And what's the balance on the Bank of America one right now?
I think it's like 23, low 20 somewhere.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. And what did you start with on it?
Well, it was a $50,000 line of credit, but I think I only took out 37.
Okay. Gotcha. And, yeah, you don't want to exhaust that line of credit.
Well, I think the name of the loan is a maybe revolving credit or something. So I think, I don't think I can purchase anything more on that. You know, it's
gotcha.
Over and
gotcha.
I'm just paying it down now.
Okay. Gotcha. Makes sense. It's a revolving line of credit then, right?
I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, what's the payments that you're making on that? Is it weekly, monthly?
It's like, no, monthly, they're $800 or $900, but I need to increase it. It's just, it's a pain in the ass. The process for letting them know that I want to do that, it's not easy like some of the other things I do where I can just make a change online. I need to, like, contact them. I just haven't done it, but I need to do it.
Right. Okay, gotcha. I mean... Based on everything you're telling me today, it's definitely working capital, our working capital program that would really be suitable for you, especially if you're looking into expansion and growth and bringing on new people, taking on more projects and whatnot. And you have, you know, steady growth year on year. You've been in business for a long time, so you're pretty established.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you wanted the maximum amount, right?
Yeah.
So how that could work in your benefit as well is that we approve you for the largest amount possible, and then from there, you can take it out piece by piece. So if we approved you for like 150 and right now you just need 50, you can take that 50 and just be paying off that 50. And then when you're finished with it, you still have that 100 left in the bank for you.
Right, but I have to take the money and start paying it down or start paying interest on it in order to do this deal. I can't just have it sitting there and when I need it, I take it. Is that it?
Right. Well,
I mean, I have to take at least a portion of it.
Yeah, that's up to you. You can take the entire amount or I'm just telling you that you can take a portion of it if you want, if you don't want to use it all at once.
But it would be, so if I wanted to take $1,000, I could do that.
Sure, absolutely, go for
it. Okay, I see. All right, it's not like there's a minimum amount I have to remove and then and pay interest on that. I can whatever amount I want, $50 if I want it.
Oh no, I don't think we can do it that way. So, yeah, that might be pushing it.
Well, you said 1,000. How much? Yeah, 1,000 isn't much more.
I think maybe 1,000 might be a minimum.
How about like a quarter? If I need a quarter for gum.
Okay, now we're pushing.
No. But you said 1,000, though. I mean, I'm just trying to understand, like, is it just money that's sitting there and I just can use it like a debit card or, you know?
Okay, no, not like that. So what it is, it's the, like I told you, if we approve you for $150,000 and you have a project coming up where you need, you know, $20,000 or you need $10,000, you need $15,000, whatever it is, you can come back to us. We have whatever you were already approved for waiting for you. So we just get documents for you on the amount that you need from what you're already approved for, and then the interest that you're going to pay is just on the amount that you take out.
Okay.
So that's how it would work. You know?
Okay.
Which is why a lot of construction companies work with working capital loans.
Yeah. No, it's definitely something that I have had, you know, a version of throughout my the life of my company, you know, but so it's just a question of scaling that up, and the amounts that you're proposing would be, you know, in line with what I'm thinking right now for my company.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah,
it sounds perfect then. So how about this? What's a good email address for you so I can just shoot over this information?
So it's Colin, C-O-L-I-N.
C-O-L-I-N.
At Campbell Construction.
At Campbell Construction.
NYC.
NYC.
.com.
.com. Okay. So what I can do for you there is just go ahead and shoot over the email with the required documents that I would need from you.
Okay.
And what I need is usually what I already told you was the 6 months of your most recent bank statements and then the most recent tax return for the business. Those are what I require from your end. On my end, I'm going to be shooting over a one-page application, you know, your typical name of the business and owner and address and all that good stuff. And then from there, you know, once you get that into me, I can come back to you with terms and rates, and you can, you know, see if that works for you.
Sounds good.
How's that sound? Good?
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely, not a problem. I wanted to, you know, follow up with you. You told me to towards the end of the year. So kind of caught you at a good time. Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you. When do you think you can have that stuff in?
That is the $20 million question. I've got like a pile of things to do here, but, you know, give me a week.
A week? All right. Definitely then. I'll
call me in a week and I'll let you know what's going on. Don't be surprised if I tell you I haven't done it yet, but I will try my best to get to it.
I know you're busy, but yeah. All right, I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you right now, and I'll follow back up with you in a week. All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good. Absolutely, Colin. You take care.
Bye.
Bye.